Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Peter Speier, who's a legend in this industry. And Peter, you just recently bought Max Windsor. First, Peter, how are you?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Thank you.
So you've recently bought Max Windsor. What brought that about?
Well, as you know, I was with the company for 5 years in a consulting and marketing capacity. And I knew the line. It's a beautiful line. It's a high-quality product. And I liked the name. I liked the whole concept of the franchise. So when it became available, I was right there. I am like a little child with a balloon. I'm just thrilled with it.
Well, I've done a couple of interviews with you as you worked with Max Windsor. Let's fill in a couple of little background items. First off, said you were a legend in the business. Let's cover that real quickly. I believe you entered the flooring business in the late 50s, and you started and ran Horizon, which ultimately ended up being a Mohawk property. And you worked with people like Ralph Boat, Tom McAndrews. But prior to getting in the flooring business, you went through the Macy's department store retail training. So your passion and the core of a lot of your success has been understanding retail, hasn't it?
Well, it is. And as a retailer, I understood the value of suppliers and how much they had to do in terms of influencing your ability to be successful. And Macy's was a big, powerful retailer. But when you got to the point when you needed to get some help, whether it was financial in terms of advertising support, you began to recognize the mutual give and take that takes place between buyer and supplier. And Kemp, that was back in the very beginning of the 50s, and life at retail and supply has changed somewhat since then, although I continue to believe that this industry is falling more and more into the hands of big boxes and the bully boys of retail. So I'm somewhat alarmed by the direction that I see taking, because these are the people on whom we kind of depend, the people who are going to sell our products. And I feel much more comfortable with hundreds of independent floor covering retailers than I do with the orange apron crowd. So my positions are very fixed in that respect. I sympathize with a retailer, but at this point in life, I'm a little bit shocked that they've been able to take so much share.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what was and then what is. The few times that I've talked to you about Max Windsor, you've talked about the three wise men. There were some elderly wise men that owned the business. Now apparently they've sold it to you. What happened to them?
Well, it's kind of like the three blind mice. They ran up the clock. The clock struck one. The other two escaped with minor injuries.
Okay.
The three wise men, two of them became very ill and sold their shares to the third. And the third gentleman is a very fine guy, also a very wealthy man. Mm-hmm. And I think that he decided that the view wasn't worth the climb with this kind of a business. And he's been a manufacturer all his life, and the return on investment tends to be much higher in manufacturing and exporting. And so I think he just decided after a while that it would be best to sell his company and move on to other things.
Okay. So as we look at the new Max Windsor, the company, the same brand name but under your ownership now, I guess it's still going to be primarily engineered hardwood, right?
Well, at this point, it's 100%. I'm not vowing to keep it there, because we recognize that solid wood is a very important component of the market, somewhere around 45 to 48% probably. Mm-hmm. And that's a respectable number, and we don't participate in any of that. Mm-hmm. And so I would hesitate to say that it's going to be a forever thing that we use engineered wood. I think it's likely that it'll always monopolize and dominate our product mix.
You've been very distinctive in your looks. You've had very dark products and very light products, extremely catchy aesthetics. Is that still going to be your plan?
Yeah. You know, through the Horizon days, our cause celeb was color and design and the willingness to be a little bit different. It's even more so in a way, a strange way, with wood, because that's a natural product and it takes natural stains, and those are very compatible with what people think about as the floors they want. But there are interstices in every market, and in this wood market, the people with the most money look for a different spin on things, I don't know about looking for, but are willing to accept new concepts. And so we've also noticed that there are certain kinds of wood, oak principally, white oak, that are easy to manipulate in terms of color. and chemical reactions and paints and other methods of decorating those woods yield some amazing results. And they're probably not for everybody, and they're certainly more expensive, but they're an appealing avenue for our pursuits. And I'd like to have a mix of products that are brown and basic, mm-hmm. and appealing in price to the ordinary consumer. And I'd like to have this rich palette of higher-end products that are somewhat more risky, not as performance, not in terms of performance, but more risky in terms of merchant and manufacturer trying to sell them, because you have to find the right consumer, and that's something that certain retailers are very good at, and others simply can't do.
Yeah. All right, and let's talk about your route to market. You've told me many times that you won't be in the home centers, you won't be in Lumber Liquidators, and you don't sell through distribution. You sell direct, right?
We sell direct, and there probably will be a departure from that kind of 100% rule. Mm-hmm. What I noticed in the 5 years that I was with Max Windsor trying to establish a national footprint for that company was that when you get into more rural areas of the country, particularly in the upper Midwest, New England, and markets that have relatively small populations, you bump into the strength of distributors.
Yeah.
And I think they simply do a more competent at dealing with the small retailers that populate those areas. I mean, you don't find Lumber Liquidators in tiny towns. You find them in pretty big markets. So distributors are uniquely qualified to handle those markets well, and we need to give to Caesar what is Caesar's.
Yeah, okay.
And I think those guys dominate those areas.
Yeah. And will you continue to source out of the same factories that you've been sourcing out of prior to you buying the company?
Some of them. I wasn't 100% happy with the quality performance of one or two of those factories. We've made changes, and we think that we're more secure hands now. But the bulk of the product that we had been getting has been excellent, very good quality and good value, and we'll stay with those. But I always believe in trying things from other factories because it keeps everybody alert.
And if somebody wants to reach out to you and talk to you about perhaps carrying your line, how's the best way to get a hold of you?
p.spira@gmail.com is my email address.
Well, Peter, congratulations on buying Max Windsor, and best of luck to you. Again, I'm talking to Peter Spira, who's the new owner of Max Windsor, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloridaDaily.net.